Lord, I know there's a lot of things in my life that I still need to clean up. Forgive me. And Father, if I can, now we don't have to go out looking for things in some of the 12-step programs. We make amends to anyone that we had hurt unless it would cause them a problem. And sometimes that happens. You know, it's like picking off a scab. But there's a lot of relationships in our life that needs to be mended. And only God can give us the strength and the courage to do that. Come, precious Holy Spirit. And just pray that everybody here this morning understands what Scripture's talking about and how Christ can come into your life and you can have freedom and peace and joy. Sometimes it happens instantly. Sometimes it takes a period of time. It's like pruning in our life or pruning a tree. A lot of pruning going on in trees that fell down or hurt. That's why he's saying life. Life needs pruning. It needs to be able to get rid of some of this stuff that we carry around. If you've never made that decision for Christ, it's an easy decision. It's hard to do sometimes. It's to humble yourself. The scripture says, humble thyself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up higher and higher. Accept Christ. Anywhere, anytime. You don't have to come to this altar, although it would be nice to have a public witness, but God knows your heart. Or maybe make a recommitment to your own Christian walk and know that there's a lot of work in your own life that you need to do with family and friends and ex-business partners and so forth. Or considering a church home. This is not the most perfect church, Bethel United Methodist, but it is a church with a lot of love, a lot of grace, a lot of understanding. We invite you to become an official part of it anytime. I'd love to talk to you about it. Thank you, Father, for letting us share our heart with one another this morning. Amen.